voice to a doubt and turn towards those things where there is no doubt. Yesterday we explained that this principle is such a principle, the principle of prudence, is that any way it will help a person in any walk of life, anything, that he'll always have situation where there are certain things there's doubt, he's not sure, and there are other things he can use and employ where there is less doubt or there is no doubt. So a person should automatically prefer and take preference to those things where there is no doubt. Why? Because this, number one, it protects his deen, and secondly, it protects his izzat also. And this person didn't go into anything that is doubtful. He was a very, very pure, clean person. So, and other advantage is it will help a person limit his risk. A person is always doing those things that are doubtful, those things that are shady. There's always an element of risk that is involved. So a person uses this policy, this policy mitigates that risk that is involved in anything he does. So this is a beautiful policy. A person, as I explained, one person is going from A to B, and now he's sure of one route. And the other route, somebody is telling him, might be a little bit quicker, but he doesn't know. It's night time also. It's dangerous. So what should he do? He should take that path which he is sure about and leave out that path where he's doubtful. Now, how much more a person should be careful as far as his deen is concerned? That here he's following something that he's not sure. Somebody told him he must do this. Now he's not sure whether I must do it, whether I must not do it. Rather, he leave that and do something that he's 100% certain about. So this is what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught, and Hazrat Hasan bin Ali radiallahu anhu is saying that this is what we had learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Such a beautiful policy. In medicine, in commerce, etc., they refer to it as prudence, where a person looks for the most risk-free, less risk policy. So this was actually taught to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam over 1400 years ago. This is not something that the West has invented. That is something from our own deen. And be careful of what we do. Choose that path where there is less risk, and don't choose that path where there is more risk. Today's hadith in Aisha radiallahu anhuma, an Aisha radiallahu anha, qalat, kana li Abi Bakr as-Siddiq رضي الله عنه غلام يخرج له الخراج وكان أبو بكر يأكل من خراجه. عائشة رضي الله عنها, she says that Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه had a slave, and this slave would earn, and Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه would also take and participate of this slave's earnings. So on one occasion, فجاء يوما بشيء فأكل منه أبو بكر. So one day this slave brought something like he would normally bring. He was working, so he was like an employee for Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So one day he brought something, and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu consumed from it. فقال له الغلام. And now this slave, this worker of his, told him that تدري ما هذا, do you know what is this? This thing you have just consumed, do you know what it is? What is it? فقال أبو بكر وما هو. Abu Bakr then asked him, what was it? قال كنت تكهنت لإنسان في الجاهلية وما أحسن الكهانة إلا أني خدعته. So the slave now tells Hazrat Abu Bakr رضي الله عنه, he said that when in the times of Jahiliya, pre-Islam, I was working for a person as a fortune teller. So I was working for a particular person as his fortune teller. And the second thing, one is fortune telling using the stars, using other means, which is not permissible to do this. That was the first wrong. The second thing he's saying, وَمَا أُحْسِنُ الْكَهَانَ, he said that I didn't even know how to do this. So I didn't know how to do it, and I was just pretending like I knew how to do it. So this was the second wrong that I did. I used to just deceive this person. I acted like I know it. Today this is a very, very common thing, unfortunately. A person doesn't know too much about this field, about jinnat, jadu, etc., and he acts like he knows about this field, about Taweez. And so many people are getting duped. They're getting duped. They think this man knows what he's saying, but only thing he's doing is deceiving the people. So now when Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, look at the taqwa of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. That when this worker of his told him this, what was his reaction? فَلَقِيَنِي فَأَعْطَانِي لِذَلِكَ. After this worker had told him that this man who I worked for previously, he met me, and now repayment of that work that I did for him, that fortune telling, he repaid me with this parcel that I brought, and you also consumed from it. So this was actually what you consumed from. When he had told Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, هذا الذي أكلت منه فأدخل أبو بكر يده فقاه كل شيء في بطنه. So Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu, what he did was he put his hands in his mouth and he took out everything from his stomach. Rawahu al-Bukhari. He didn't leave anything at all in his stomach. In other words, this was not from a lawful, halal, pure source. It was from a doubtful source. That's why Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi is bringing this. The Sahaba were so clear of not even going into doubt that they stayed in those things that were 100% halal, 100% they were sure of. If something doubtful now came in, immediately this is how they would react. This was the level of taqwa of Sahaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us that level of taqwa where we're so careful of what we earn and what we consume. We don't earn anything and we don't consume anything just by the way. If we're sure about it, we earn it. If we're not sure about it, we leave it out. And the second lesson we learn from here is a person in his dealings should never ever deceive anybody. If he knows it, he says it. If he doesn't know it, he tells the person clearly, plainly, I don't know. In fact, this is half of ilm. This ma adri, I do not know, is nisful ilm, is half of knowledge. Person shouldn't feel ashamed. Somebody asks him something and he doesn't know about it. Tell him that I don't know. This is half of knowledge. There's nothing for a person to be shy of. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.